Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a, I don't know the answer to this. Is it a millennial or a Gen Z person in the room? Oh, my goodness. Help us.
I'm actually a Zillennial. I'm
in that. You ready at the crossover?
I'm in between, so I get along with nobody.
You get along with nobody.
I have no friends.
I didn't even know there was a Zillennial.
It's a Zillennial. I'm in between those two things where, like, I didn't grow up with technology, but it was thrown in my face in, like, high school.
Oh, look at this. She's chirping away already. Well, welcome to the Mr. Curiosity podcast, everyone. Brown Bag Edition. We're going to answer your questions. Keep them coming. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Remember, this is an hour podcast. It's the people.
Don't you have to say who she is?
Well, I was just going to say.
I'm nobody.
So
I'm
we have Mindy, we have John, we have Samantha. So Samantha, introduce yourself and tell us about your future.
I'm Samantha. I am Joe's camera person in the morning on Monday and Tuesday.
No, you're more than
I sit there and get abuse on Mondays and Tuesdays. And now I will no longer be getting abuse in this building, but I'll be getting abuse at Marywood from him on, what days are you there?
I'm there Tuesdays and Wednesdays now.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the abuse will be starting now instead.
But wait, let's back up a little bit. I don't know how deep we can get into this, so as soon as I start saying something, I shouldn't ring the bell.
Maybe you better be in charge of this.
I don't know what you're allowed to say.
Well, one reason
just
I like
now, he's
one
go
reason
too far.
I want Samantha here, and she has interest, I think, for the public, is she has a semi-famous dad. Joe E. Kramer from KRZ, they don't go by Intercom now.
I don't think so. I think they're Gold Bold.
So anyway, Joe E. Kramer, come on.
I know. I'm going to be going over there later to sing with Singing with the Sam for his show.
So
that's awesome.
And also.
I didn't know this. And we've worked together.
You didn't know that?
No.
Joe E. Kramer, her dad. She has a teacher and a public school mom. And this is the part you better get ready to ring the bell.
Okay.
She used to work at a rival station. What?
I did know that.
I did know that too, yes.
So she is...
The husband is still there.
Oh, yes.
Better ring the bell again.
Yep.
So she is entrenched in the local media. Oh. Do you see how she has like all these connections and spider webs?
Whole life.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. So now growing up with your dad... Did you always like think I want a job in broadcasting? I don't know.
I mean, he always was very against it.
He was?
Yes. He was like, go towards something else. But I didn't listen, obviously. And neither did any of us.
You made me think of something because I have friends who are doctors, lawyers, teachers, owners of businesses.
Seems like a lot of rich people, don't you think?
He's kind of a big deal.
We're aware.
What I'm saying is they cover all aspects of society, and every single one of them tells their offspring not to do what they did. Isn't that something?
It is something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that? I don't.
What do you tell your kids?
Get into TV meteorology, but they all did go into the sciences for the most part. So.
None of your kids had an interest in being an on-air meteorologist. They didn't. Obviously Tom Clark and Noreen.
Yeah.
Had Kristen.
Their daughter became a meteorologist. She's been on TV. Well, she's not anymore, but in Seattle.
And to be honest, I love teaching. I love being an educator because I do that too, and I did that most of my life. And I wouldn't tell any of my kids to – would I?
To be a teacher?
Yeah.
Because my mom's a teacher. My sister's also a teacher, so neither of us listen to our parents.
But did your mom say, why don't you get into teaching or
she would have rather me get into teaching.
She would have shown – she did say that.
She wanted me to be a teacher.
Oh.
Because I tutored in school, and I always was a big nerd in school, but
– Was? No, I'm just kidding, Sammy.
She's right. It still is.
No, not at all.
So she did want me to get into education.
Would you tell your kids to go into this business, Mindy?
Yeah.
Or avoid?
Why are you asking me that question when you know the answer?
I do know the answer.
Yeah, no,
isn't
I mean –
funny? Why
I
are
think,
we like this, Mindy?
I think it's because we know some of the nitty-gritty stuff that's behind the scenes that other people don't know.
So you get jaded?
Everybody does.
Does
like
every
the doctors,
get jaded?
The lawyers. I think we all get jaded. And we have – so many of us have struggled in our careers, and we don't want our children to have to struggle in that way too.
Yeah.
It's not an easy business.
No.
But is there anything then? That you would
no, anyone... I have a niece who's a teacher, and she said, "Don't get into
see."
Teaching.
That's what I mean. Every adult
you get jaded, no matter what your career.
Maybe everything you do in life, you get jaded.
Maybe, but like except the circus.
No, that's jaded.
No, that would be great.
I think it's always families involved in the
circus. There
are
lots of families. That's a good point.
I don't think the circus, I don't think they're sitting there like, yeah, don't be an acrobat. No, I think they're pushing for the acrobatics.
I think you're right.
So let's say you're the guy who drives the motorcycle and the big ball.
Yeah, I think that it's like,
that would scare the crap out of me.
You want your son to drive the motorcycle and the big ball?
All right, get on there. Like toddler, he's got one of those little tiny ones.
That's so true.
That's my thought.
So you know Joey Kramer?
Yeah.
Can you hear his voice? He's like, Joey Kramer. Yeah.
That's my dad.
But I didn't realize that.
I didn't know it was your dad either.
He's famous.
Do an impersonation. Can you do it? Like, is he like that at home?
I mean, he doesn't really have a radio voice. That's why he's, I guess, like...
He's pumped really up, though.
I think he's nicer on the radio than he... Although, not to me. Not to me, I guess.
We're all a little fake for TV purposes and radio purposes.
People ask me about that about you all the time. Is Joe Snedeker fake?
And what do you say?
And I said, he's exactly the way he is on TV.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Is that a compliment?
But a little less PG in real life.
True.
Yeah. So Samantha has been in the backyard working the camera for a year and a half.
Yes.
And you do production?
Yes.
You direct?
Yes.
You do everything. Camera work?
I try my best.
And your degree from Penn State?
No.
Why do you have Penn State sweater?
I have sweatshirts from all colleges that I've ever visited or my friends have gone to. So I like to keep people guessing of where I actually went.
And you're how old?
I am 27.
Yeah, you are on the cusp of millennial.
You're a millennial. Yeah.
Millennial. No, she's, I think, millennial. It ends at 27.
It depends which graph you look at.
Yes. It's either Gen Z or millennial.
But like
you're right
my
on the
sister,
edge.
I don't have the same thoughts with. And then like, who's considered a millennial in the building? Like, I also like don't understand some of the things that they're talking about. So I just have no friends. It's fine.
You're a crossover. And it is funny with you because you do a lot of things behind the scenes. But because whoever is doing camera in the backyard becomes a personality here because he talks about you all the time.
I get harassed on a daily basis.
Your opinions on everything, on the weather, on lots of things. You become part of the show.
No, I've always been a target wherever I've gone.
Have you found like your friends and family are get a kick out of that?
My grandparents, Pat and Tony. Record every single newscast since I have started.
Just to see if you're
4:30
mentioned.
4:30 to noon every day.
Aw, that's
and
so sweet.
If they heard that my name was even mentioned, they're calling me up and they're like, listen. And they will put the
– Oh, so
or they will tell
awesome.
Me. Or Love they it. Will – yeah. Like, and if I don't, you know, when Mr. Gimli was on the other day, a picture of him, Mr. Goulash, sorry.
Her dog.
The dog.
Was on the other day. It was a big deal. They were more excited to see him than me, though.
That's for sure. So
well, Samantha, you have been my favorite photographer over all the years.
I feel like you said that
differently. What if other photographers hear you say
Shannon,
that?
What do I say? Shannon.
You usually say Shannon is.
Shannon was number one.
You said that I had a lot to try out with Shannon.
That's right.
You told me when I started, you were like, there was a girl named Shannon. Are you going to beat her?
Because some of the backyard photographers, they come with an attitude like, don't mention me. Don't look at me. They don't even talk to me in the backyard. And that's very uncomfortable. And then there's some that are friendly and awesome like you.
Sometimes
and I
don't
it.
Talk to you in the backyard.
No,
and you pull me into
do.
It.
You always do. In
Sometimes
the past,
it's just
though,
the face.
I want you to say to the camera and the microphone right now at the same time, I love you, Joe. And you have been a wonderful role model.
What we discussed this before. I don't lie to people.
See, that's why she's here. She's spicy. Yeah,
she is spicy. She's got some spunk.
We need spice.
So you're off to Marywood. Why? You're
know,
sick of the TV business. You're sick of the radio. You're sick of media.
You know, there are some opportunities you just can't pass up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking forward to, like, you know, the normal, like, 9-to-3 schedule.
Oh, that sounds
Monday
awesome.
To Friday, you know, things like that.
You guys, how do you feel about that?
Like, well, we're really going
to
miss her.
Yeah, we're very sad because she's very talented. She adds a lot to the show.
No, but she brings up this point. We don't know what a normal life is like. And I'm fine with that. But, like, working holidays and working.
Yeah. What if I don't understand it?
What
if I don't get
world?
It? What if I'm not PG enough for that world? What if
you
I don't
may not fit
it?
In?
I am worried about that.
Normalcy, maybe not for you.
Well, and
because
I,
we are not used to normalcy
no.
at all.
And
in
and
many ways,
I'm going to have an office. Like, do I set up like stuffed animals to talk to all day?
Oh,
like, what do I,
very good.
Usually, I can just walk over to a different cubicle.
You get
and
to have an
somebody.
Office. We don't get offices
That's
here,
the, and I'm very weirded out by that. Like, I feel like I'll just sit in the hallway.
Do you have a window?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm in like
a
brand new building.
She's in a brand new building?
She's a big deal.
I know. Like, I'm very concerned, though, about the coffee situation.
Oh, is like, there coffee?
What is the coffee situation?
Yeah, you're going to have to look into that right away.
The cafeteria is on the opposite side of the campus.
It's all going to work out, and I'll be seeing you on campus.
Yeah, I know you're going to stalk me. I'm already aware of that.
But you'll just naturally run into each other.
I don't know
that's
about
the way
that.
These campuses work.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to
I think he's going to stalk me.
Probably.
We're going to get to the questions. We're going to call this what do you want to be? Jen, you said
I don't
you're
understand
not,
what the question means. What
you don't want to be Jen.
I'm a Zillennial.
So, okay, so this is the Gen X and Zillennial podcast.
So you never know what you're going to get.
No boomers here.
I remember when Gen X used to be young. Do you guys remember that?
We used to be young.
We
now
used
we're
to
old.
Be young, Mindy. Now we're
it
all
It still
Gen
sounds
Xers.
Like a young term to me, and it's ironic because it's not.
Were you guys attacked just like the millennials
oh, yeah.
in
those
years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so Gen X just got this like slacker kind
yes,
of vibe.
Yes, we were slackers. That, yeah. Yeah, but well, we weren't.
A generation that didn't care about anything.
We worked our butts off.
We did.
At least some of us did.
Well, every generation, I think, works less than the previous one.
That's could be. That's what people, that's their perception.
It's because your generation just took care of us, so you know.
I know. We created you snowflake monsters.
Way to go.
Yeah, we ruined these guys.
Joe, you're sort of borderline boomer, aren't you?
I know I am. I missed it by like a year or two.
He has boomer mentality.
Yeah,
thank
little,
you, because I
boomering.
Love the boomers.
You have
the greatest
mentality.
Music they made. They, what else, Mindy?
That's you can't even think of anything else.
No, all these people
you
born after World War II did so much in terms of rock and roll, and they made computer technology. Boomer. Everyone born since 45 to 64 is a boomer.
So
think of all the stuff they
my
did.
Grandparents actually are in the in-between of the silent era and boomers.
The
so
silent
they're just like
era.
Me.
Silent era.
They're just like me. They're in like 43.
Oh,
so
yeah.
they're like in that in-between area right. where they don't fit in with
Yeah, because it
either.
Doesn't just change, I said 1 year. It's a slow,
yeah.
gradual
transition.
Gradation and transition. But mm-hmm. yeah, so I'm proud to have a lot of boomer characteristics.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
That's what a boomer would say.
Yeah,
John, can we start
boomer.
Calling him Boomer on the air?
I'd love it.
That'd be so funny.
Pick a question.
Pick a question.
We're going to get through these things.
Okay, Boomer.
No, whoa. Yeah,
okay,
look
Boomer.
At you. Now, what makes you not want
to. Gen Zers say, okay, Boomer.
Yeah, okay, Boomer. What makes you not want to. You mean the hard work ethics? And then not complaining about things.
Why are you attacking me? What did I do wrong?
And then not whining about things and just working hard and keeping your mouth shut.
I was trying to work hard at getting a piece of paper and you yelled at me to stop.
No, you said, okay, Boomer, go ahead. Oh, I want you to go deep.
Yeah.
You're go anywhere you want.
Do
then
what you
want
to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do what you want. But if it hurts your feelings, don't tell anyone. Okay. I hope this question isn't going to be too much for you.
I'm a millennial, so nothing really hurts. No. There's no question even on this.
No, wait. Everything does hurt. That's the whole point. You're offended.
This is a dumb question.
This happens.
No, just question.
She
just
can't come back.
It says short and sweet. What's better, a cupcake or a muffin?
All right. It's all yours, baby.
This is how it works here.
No, well, okay. I'm going to take back that it's not a dumb question.
I just don't like cupcakes or muffins, so it's a dumb question to me.
Really?
I think cupcakes make me gag.
She comes with attitude.
Really?
Cupcakes make you
I've
gag.
I've never been able to. I'm not a cake person, not a cupcake person. I think it goes back to elementary school when kids used to like, ugh, I can't.
John, which one
when they used
are you?
To shove the icing in their faces?
I'd pick a muffin.
Huh.
I actually think cupcakes are overrated. They're okay.
Really?
But every occasion has to have cupcakes. And I think there's better desserts than cupcakes.
I was a brownie kid. I would bring brownies after my birthday.
Ooh, I like brownies too.
So what about
you? The thing is, here's what you have to do. You have to slice the cupcake.
She was that kid.
Yes.
Like I don't even
is
know
it
what
lengthwise
you're...
or whatever.
Like, and then eat half.
And then turn it around like a sandwich and put the frosting in the middle.
Who does that?
Then you've got the frosting everywhere.
Yeah,
so
my mom does that.
Yeah,
my mom does that.
You guys
that.
Are sick. I'm
otherwise, the bottom
person.
Half of
cupcake?
The cupcake.
I don't even like sweets at all, but I'd take a cupcake.
Oh, yeah. I like muffins, too.
The problem with muffins is there's always something in them, and that ruins them.
No. I love muffins.
What do you,
cupcake
you just want
is
berries.
Just like vanilla
so what exactly
chocolate.
Do you want in a muffin?
Oh, yeah.
Well, excuse me?
What do you want in a muffin?
I don't want anything muffin. That's why I prefer
so
a cupcake.
Are you like a bran muffin kind of guy?
I don't
or is
want
bran
raisins.
Even too
I don't
much.
Want berries. I just want a quick
you
shot.
You just
want
to be cornbread, corn muffin.
For him, food is like a waste of time.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
right.
like
I
a caveman mentality.
Yeah.
it's just
really,
to keep him. Surviving.
You should just get an intervenous feed tube.
Like, I said
that
I
would
should.
Make life so much easier for you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm digging deep.
No, you're digging deep because Samantha shamed you. Oh, like he's
sorry.
Doing the flick
they're
technique.
They're all flying around today.
Well, there's
we're
going to so
get through
many.
A lot of questions. You see how they're popping out
every
of
week.
Here,
I
so.
Feel like I have to hold it out farther. Does that mean
it.
Anything?
Here,
no.
I can't believe you cut your muffins.
It's a cupcake. She said.
Any idea why reporter Adithya Iyer changed his name to Adi Iyer? I thought it was
a
new reporter
question.
At first, but then realize it's the same reporter.
I had that same question.
Thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
I had that same question.
Yeah, we all have.
Oh,
that
and they
same
said
question.
we should have him on sometime.
Oh, yeah,
that's
should.
A great idea. I don't think I ever met the guy.
We never see him because he works a night shift.
I also thought it was a new reporter when we aired it the first time.
Does anyone know why the name change happened?
I think just to be more casual and.
It's easier to say.
Yeah.
Easier to say, I think.
So it was more like if I went by Joe and then all of a sudden I said Joseph or vice versa.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, because he goes by Audie, like in his personal life. Right. So I think he didn't want to be so formal by going by his long form.
Oh, there you go.
And he could have realized, and this is me just guessing, but this is not as formal of a station as some places might be.
Right. That's true.
So that's it. He just shortened it.
Yeah.
Speaking of muffins, who has
And we should have him on sometime.
We should.
Because we never see him. We don't get to know him.
And he's from California. He might be very interesting.
Before you answer that, I'm wondering, does anyone here have a muffin top?
We could ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Thank you, Sammy. I appreciate
that. It seemed like a big thing in the 90s. No one talks about muffin tops
Nobody
anymore.
Does anymore.
Why?
Go ahead, Mindy.
This is the same one.
That's the same one, muffin
Any
top?
Idea why reporter Aditya?
Oh, did I put that back in? Oh, no. It's doubled up.
Doubled Suzanne? Up. Sometimes we double it up.
Is that
because
from Suzanne?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
There you go. Doubled up.
Why did you double them up?
By inadvertently double them up.
I don't believe that.
Minnie's got a good question from the people to your ears. Here we go. It's deep.
This is a great question.
She's getting sweaty. She's getting
Joseph.
Nervous. Here we go.
I wonder why the Band-Aid companies stopped making the little red pull string to quickly zip open a sealed Band-Aid. It's such a fumbling task to try to split open the wrapper to tape a cut or cover a scratch. Just my curiosity.
Wait, millennial doesn't even. She's looking.
Zillennial.
Call me a millennial one more time.
Zillennial doesn't even remember this.
No, and I put a Band-Aid on this morning. So.
Oh, wait, tell her, Mindy, what she's missing.
Yeah, so the Band-Aids used to have this little red string, like a thread.
Okay.
That came out, and you could pull it, and it would open up the Band-Aid package
Interesting.
For
Because now when you open up the Band-Aid package, you rip it, and what happens? You sometimes
I've never ripped it. It just opens up.
No, you rip the Band-Aid sometimes.
You struggle
you
with the Band-Aid?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so
I've ever.
So the little red
I think we're used to the red string.
The struggle is real.
No, I don't think I've ever struggled opening a Band-Aid.
It's easy now as it was then.
I don't think
no,
I...
No, the red string.
Sean, everything was better when we were kids.
Yeah, says the boomer.
So,
you're telling me the Gen Xers have a problem opening a Band-Aid?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow, she's mocking our generation.
Yeah,
wow.
That's why she's here. She's
I did
spicy.
Not know that. I did not know Band-Aids were a struggle to the Gen X boomer.
When you open up a Band-Aid pack.
I've never struggled.
The Band-Aid gets ripped in the process.
I had dog in my hand. I put Band-Aid on and there was no struggle. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't. Maybe
we want
thumbs,
the red string.
We
maybe
want the
our
string
thumbs
back.
From texting are just more.
Sean's our researcher.
That
could you tell us
they
what the
definitely
red
have
Band-Aid,
more nimble thumbs.
They have
than we
more
do.
Dexterity than
yeah,
we do.
Like yeah. it's,
their
yeah.
thumbs work better than
I
ours.
I think that might be it.
I can't even text with two thumbs.
No.
I text with one.
No, I think the problem is that maybe one of your Zillennials, maybe the little red string cut them and gave them a paper cut, and then
and then they sued.
So then they
and
were
then
like,
they
no.
Sued, and they're like, oh, mommy, oh my god, I got a cut on my finger.
It could be.
But
I'm not like others, so I mean,
I
maybe I'm
not.
Just.
If you were, you wouldn't be here.
So you don't have any friends, you're saying?
Not because much. it's just the husband, and he has no friends either.
Oh, okay.
She's got a dog.
Also, recently married.
I keep getting dogs and everything, so
that's
I'm going to have 12
friend.
Kids, so I can have a lot of friends.
Yeah, that's
built-in
a
friends.
I hope you have lots of kids.
Whoa!
That would be
we
awesome.
Have a stat. The what? Red Band-Aid pull thing went away in
1992.
5 years before you were born.
Wow.
I was born in 98.
Oh, 6 years before
she
wow.
was born in 1998.
I know.
So sorry.
Oh my
gosh. Parents were got married in 95.
So that
wow.
went away in 92.
I got married in 99. I could be your parent.
Wow.
You could.
Wow. It's weird.
Okay. Hello, Joe. Since you are the Burger King expert, I worked there in 1984.
Oh, here
I was
we go.
The French
he
fry
cleaned,
boy.
He cleaned the
urinal
cleaner.
Are the burgers actually flame broiled? If not, how are they cooked? Do they flame broil the chicken too? Okay, so I remember.
They flame broiled it back then?
I don't remember there being chicken in my day. I don't know if there was. So on this big rack, picture a conveyor belt with metal columns, metal bars. And this thing would just roll all day long. So I would put the frozen burgers on this rack. They would disappear into this cavity of oven flame combustion, and they were flame broiled.
Hmm.
Then they come out the other end about 5 feet down, and they would drop into a basket. So each one was flame broiled.
When was the last time you had Burger King?
And that's why they had the little stripes on them.
Because I imagine they still do that, don't you think?
I don't.
But when was the last time you had Burger King?
I have it maybe once a year. I'd say last fall.
It's like a celebration.
Isn't the one you worked at closing?
The one in Einan is now closing.
Up to Einan?
Up the Einan.
I heard that. I heard the rumors through the newsroom.
Here's an another opportunity to make fun of the Zillennial.
Here we go.
When
He's
I got that job in 1984, I was thrilled. The economy was different, and we had to work for a living. I couldn't just say to my mom, Dad, hey, I need $500 for whatever. I had to work for my first used car. I had to say, wait. And working, I wasn't above working at Burger King.
I started working at 13 at a full service gas station, and I worked there up until COVID. And I got a job at the competitor station. I also had other jobs on the side.
Be honest, though, do you think a lot of your generation frowns on doing?
If I didn't, would I have? I would have more friends if I didn't.
So you admit it?
I have no friends.
You guys admit that their generation seemed they're above working at fast food places.
No. I think I know a lot
Look at
of
John,
like.
He's like
I know a lot of my daughter's friends who work at fast food places.
But back then, my point was it was hard to get any job. The economy was so bad. So I remember I had to know someone.
And now there's jobs everywhere.
Got me a job at Burger King.
Especially to get a fast food job.
Yeah, there's always a help wanted sign.
So you could pick a job now. I had to know someone to get me a job at Burger King.
Just to clean the urinals.
Just to clean the urinals. I'm sorry you had such a tough life as a boomer.
Thank you.
I know. I'm glad
borderline
that,
boomer.
I'm glad that borderline boomers have made this generation what
I think
it is.
People are going to be calling in and saying, I want to be friends with Sammy because she's really cool. And she says she doesn't have any. So they're going to be like,
I'm really not taking any applications at this time.
Oh, okay. You're busy.
I'm at the time in my life that I really don't need anymore.
I get it.
Shut up
I get
and pick it. A question, Zillennial.
Is it? Hmm. Oh, I just picked my Burger King one. So it is your turn. Yeah, it is your turn. Sammy's still getting
used. Look at the attitude. Now, listen. You're not welcome back ever again.
She's okay, flicking out,
flicking out the questions.
Oh, I'll clean up after you.
That one's already used.
You just be safe and don't be offended.
Don't be offended. Okay. Well, I mean, I think this is towards you, so I guess you should be offended.
I'm unoffendable.
When a storm, rain, or snow comes across the country,
here it comes.
How long does it continue going? Does it dissipate in the ocean or does it keep going? Does it ever end? Thanks,
what an
Jer.
Awesome great question. When you picture a spinning cyclone, does
both
it just
of you
keep
weather
going?
Nerds are like, great question.
I think this is so exciting.
Well, does it just keep going around the planet forever and ever and coming back? Of course not. So low pressure systems like a nor'easter or any
You're
cyclone
excited,
that you see on
I'm
the weather
so
map, the counterclockwise swirl, they're born from jet stream dynamics, troughs usually. So that wave, just like if you get an extension cord, right, and you make a wave, it only is going to live and then dampen out for a certain amount of time. Same thing happens in the atmosphere. A low-pressure system made by a jet stream wave, you'll get 3, 4, 5 days out of it. Then the wave dissipates.
I'm losing interest.
The cyclone becomes occluded, as we say, and it dies out.
Zillennials only have a 2-second interest span, so.
They don't live forever, usually under a week, and then they fizzle out.
Okay.
A cyclone does not live on and on and on. But one in California could make it almost all the way to, say, Europe.
Oh, really?
You know, march across the United States through the ocean. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's about it, though. California to Europe. Sorry I bored you.
It's okay. It's fine. It happens a lot.
Thank you.
Fascinated.
Should I get an iPad out and do a demonstration?
I'm an iPad kid. I have to eat with the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
We all did that.
Yeah, that's true. We all did that.
Even us.
I used to watch Little House on the Prairie and
Love
eat.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you watched it because it's a good show.
My father watches it every day.
All right.
You really did?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. After school, Little House on the Prairie was on.
Travis, former NEPA resident.
Oh, we love
Travis.
He's a frequent flyer.
Have you ever opened a brand new tube of ChapStick and kept it until it was empty? I opened a 3-pack 2 weeks ago and can't find a single one of them. That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Can you open a thing of ChapStick and finish it?
I don't think
anyone does.
No. I'm trying to think if I have any.
They're always
because I can't think of one being just that it ends.
Yes, you're right. They're always started, and you lose them, and it's under the seat.
Well, they get gross fast.
Do they? Because you put the top back on.
Well, that's not the issue. The issue, I don't know, your lips are out in the elements, get stuck in your pocket.
The ChapStick.
Yeah.
I think it's more they just disappear.
Yeah, they're so small. Maybe it's the size.
But where do they all go?
We need a ChapStick. We need a ChapStick container as big as deodorant. Then you'd lose it.
They do have the bigger ones now, like the round ones.
Yeah, I used to have that round one.
Yeah.
But what do you do with it?
Like, you can't shove it in your pocket. I mean, females don't have pockets.
I think it's a problem. It's just so small it gets lost.
It's like a lost sock.
I just can't think of turning it and be like, oh, it's done.
Yeah, it's done. Now, do you guys do that with deodorant? Because sometimes at the bottom of deodorant.
Deodorant definitely happens.
I'm scraping those
grates. Oh, you're scraping everything out of it.
That's true.
It becomes like a loofah bar at the end.
Yeah.
I'm ripping off skin. I can sand cabinets with it.
I've even like pushed the little things to try to get it out of those little holders.
I popped the top off.
To what? What do you mean? To
get deodorant.
More deodorant?
Because yeah.
To
get, all the way? I see get it there, whatever. And I am not wasting a single thing.
Yeah, so
whereas chapstick, we never see the end.
Never see the end?
No.
The only time I see the end is when it goes into the dryer and it melts on everything.
Oh, so that's happened.
It's a size thing, I bet.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
So, in another question.
That's the worst
now,
when the chapstick
you don't have the answer, but maybe Mindy does.
No, but we have the
do
answer.
Do you go to the end of your lipstick?
Yes, sometimes I do. Yeah.
So, lipstick, lip gloss, same size.
Isn't that weird?
And you do get to the end.
Really?
Maybe
you get to the end of the
lipstick? More expensive or something?
Maybe that's...
Just a thought there.
I'm more responsible for the lipstick.
But part of it is I have a makeup box at work that I keep here. So the lipstick is already always in there.
So we take care of our lipstick and our lip glosses more than our
chapstick. Yes, that's true. I will get to the end of lip gloss too.
Mm-hmm. What if we try to do an entrepreneurial thing here? We make chapstick as big as deodorant. So... Can you put – I can – on your lips, that'd be cool.
This big, I don't –
It would, but no one would want to buy it.
This big thing you're pushing on your lips.
A boomer might.
You could cover your whole lips in one swipe instead of that little thing going around
in
circles.
Yeah, that seems – you'd have to, like, advertise it to the boomers.
What would you say? Just what? Boomer chapstick?
Boomer chapstick.
No
actually,
waste.
I do have – they do create a chapstick holder for your purse.
Oh, that's
true. And it attaches to it. I have got that for my grandmother, and I believe she uses it all the time.
But I just think about the amount of chapstick that is bought in our house, and then I have chapped lips, and I can't find chapstick anywhere in the house.
Do you ever see somebody throw it away? Like, is there an area?
No.
There's a corner?
No, they're never.
They just vanish.
It's like socks.
It is like socks. So do you think there's like a mouse like taking
and
all the chapstick?
And when you do have kids, they want chapstick all the time, and they're always looking for it and trying to find it, and there's
I'm going to tell my kids no chapstick. Sorry.
Yeah, and then they're slobbering
dry
all over
your lips.
It, too.
Oh, I would never share my chapstick.
But watch this, John. Imagine this is chapstick now.
I don't think we'd have a good market for it.
This is the big microphone here.
Where would you keep that, though?
Somewhere where it won't get lost.
But you need a chapstick on the go. You going to keep that in
your
back pocket?
You need a huge pocket.
Do you need,
I'm the wrong guy to ask because I never even use chapstick in my life.
What about, like, a purse just
you don't use it?
Or a holster.
Oh, I do.
A chapstick holster.
Yeah, you'd have, like, your chapstick
like
and holster.
Like guns.
Chapstick holster.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
These are all good.
Travis came through again.
He
does have some good ones. It's your turn.
Is that you? Okay.
I can't even remember where we are in line.
Smith, are you enjoying the podcast?
I'm having a blast.
Good.
Have you listened to the podcast before, Smith?
Yeah.
Yes, I sit with the people who edit it.
Oh,
like,
really?
Plus you listen
the
just for fun anyway.
I don't know about that.
She will when she's gone.
The attitude. I love it.
This is long.
It's long. Can you just summarize many, many?
I'm a daily commuter
daily
to Crystal Lake. I have a newer vehicle equipped with Apple CarPlay. I drive the KC. Every single trip, without fail, once I approach the Justice exit near the power plant, looking building, my technology goes dark. I lose my Bluetooth connectivity and whatever podcast is playing.
Where's this at?
Like it's 1998 all over again.
On the
KC Highway near the power plant.
The big power plant in Arch. The
one right by the highway.
Yeah.
And then after the Justice exit.
Every day,
exit,
twice a day, never.
That doesn't happen.
Nothing
okay.
happens.
Okay.
She says after the Justice exit, it magically
it
works again.
Back.
I hate conspiracy theories and I don't know Travis.
See, Travis, you're
good. Okay, Stephanie, I'm sorry I was annoyed that this was long.
No, it's a good one.
I would like an answer, and who else better to ask? FYI, my cell service has 4 bars, so you can't blame it on that. Plus, I work in aviation, so my phone is always charged. That's Stephanie.
So without data, we can't answer this. I never heard of that, and I drive by twice a day, and I drive by with my wife's car, my friends. Nothing like that ever happens. So this is unusual.
And I know I've driven by that on the phone in a phone conversation, and I haven't. It hasn't been interrupted. But that doesn't mean there's not something that's impacting her technology.
Something particular to her vehicle and her position and her who knows what. That is bizarre.
Stephanie, you –
Because it is right there by the – highway, the
Did
power
you ever
plant.
See that power plant? It's so impressive. I drive by it every day. I find something new to stare at.
Really?
Just the lights, the exhaust coming from different effluent and
I'm
pipes,
always intrigued
tubes.
At when it's on, when it's not, because it's one that's like supplements when power is needed. So it's not always on.
No, it's just a It's eye candy, that thing.
Really?
Do you want to go for a ride after this?
No, Mindy, not really.
Just look at it?
Have you ever been up there?
No, I don't travel far from home.
She doesn't go to the Casey's.
She doesn't go north.
I don't travel far from home.
Near Marywood's going to be as far north as
the
you go.
The idea of coming here every day, the anxiety leaving 40 Fort, whew.
Yeah, this is far.
My father, we never went over the river. That was never...
Because he is from our generation.
No, we never went over the... That was
no,
a big deal.
This is coming such to Scranton, a thing.
Coming to Scranton was a day trip.
In northeastern Pennsylvania. And I don't know if it's Wyoming Valley or the whole area.
Oh, big yeah. shot from St. Mary's.
No,
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Crossing the river.
Like, Rennie has relatives mm-hmm. from the west side of the Wyoming Valley.
Okay.
And I know for them the thought of going across the river. Why would we ever do that?
We live in 44, and the idea of going to Wilkes-Barre gives my dad, like, why would we go there? We've got everything over here.
Well, there's family members that if there is an event outside of that,
it's a big deal.
They need a ride from someone else.
Oh, yeah, it's mm-hmm. a big deal.
Well, let me give you an example. Did you tell me where you went to college? I forget.
No, I didn't. Where I just it? Gave you a runaround.
What is it?
Well, I went to LCC, and then I went to Slippery Rock.
So Slippery Rock is a good 2 hours from your house.
3 right? hours and 58 minutes
Three
if I don't stop and pee.
Wow. 4 hours. Okay.
It was terrible. So, I hated going that far away.
But
I was always.
But did your mom and dad come down to visit you
no.
and take you back and forth?
No.
They're like, no, it's too far.
She's
no.
going to be the exception to my point here.
No. My mom came down once because I cried every day.
Get out. Aww.
And then that was it. My father was not getting in the car for 4 hours.
He's really crazy? Old school then.
Are you crazy?
No, but here's my point. I was 3 hours away in Millersville, and when I left, if I called my parents on a Friday night and said, hey, could you come down and visit me this weekend, take me out to dinner, my father would say, who is this on the phone? when I was gone to college, that was like another world. That was like Germany.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 hours down the highway? You got to be kidding me. And now what do us parents do?
I drive 6 hours all the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we take them back
like
and
every
forth,
other week.
Then we take them out to dinner.
I packed up my dorm room by myself and drove it back.
That's why you're so normal.
I don't know if normal is the word.
No, you're independent.
Yeah,
maybe.
She's got edge.
Maybe.
She's not pampered.
Yeah,
she's not a
pampered.
Snowflake.
Yeah.
No.
This
no
is
snow,
why.
No snow, there's no snowflakes allowed in our house.
Mm-hmm. But you will back up how this area can be. Like when I moved here, I was stunned. Because growing up in Western Pennsylvania, Scranton Wilkes-Barre was, in my mind, a place.
A big place.
One place, Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
Oh,
no.
Two cities next to each other that everything is just one place.
No.
Then I got here and realized there's so many people in Wilkes-Barre and the area around it that have never been to Scranton. And the thought of going to Scranton might as well be going to the moon. And then vice versa.
That's how I was growing
people
up.
People in Scranton, why would I go to Wilkes-Barre?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go in.
No.
Now, some people have jobs in the other one and they have to go. But
maybe
if you
the
don't,
old school people.
If you don't have a specific reason,
no
reason.
I never came up to Scranton. It was a day trip. It was like you came up to the mall because there was a little performance going on. But that
big
was you
Steamtown
were there.
That was a big
day. The big Steamtown Mall. That was
a
big
outing.
Day. There was, you know, there was the zoo. Like there was, you did not come up here just for, like my friends are like, you want to go to coffee in Scranton? And I'd be like, are you crazy?
Too far.
Like we have, and my father would be like, you're going to go all the way up there. My father doesn't like when we go to Pittston, West Pittston for ice cream.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Joey Kramer.
Joey Kramer doesn't like when we go to West Pittston for ice cream. That
is
10 minutes down the road.
Wilkes-Barre has its own mall area. Scranton has its own mall area, you know, where Dixon City, Wilkes-Barre Township, all that.
And
there's just no reason.
There's a pride to it, too.
there is a pride.
You didn't hang out
it's
with
a hometown
Scranton
pride.
Kid,
it's really interesting.
That is
it
funny.
Is.
Well, whose turn is it? I don't even know.
Mine.
Oh, John.
Right? Didn't you just read the...
I don't know.
I don't know who just
What was
went?
The last
Why
question?
Why is this? What was the last question about...
Was this Stephanie?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it was the
it's your turn.
Yeah, because it was the Casey Highway.
And we're almost done, too.
We're almost done. Well, how many...
We are?
How far? We're almost done. We're
oh
not with
gosh.
The questions, people. Keep them coming.
Oh, yeah. But
we're
I mean,
almost
with
done
this
with
episode.
Our time. Because Sean kicks us out of here.
Yeah.
He's got...
Why?
He does puppet shows here. I don't know if you guys
know.
Oh,
I
Plus,
didn't
I'm
know.
Going to Mountain Fest at Montage Mountain. I got to go.
Oh, my goodness. You are so pampered.
I know.
Do you guys want to be quiet now? Because this is another science question I know you
here
hate.
We
dear.
Go.
Oh, dear.
Why is the sun in the winter so blinding and strong closer to the end of the day, but yet the temperature is colder? It seems like when the sun appears stronger to us, the temperature should be warmer. What gives?
What gives?
Hmm.
Look at this is classic Zillennial. Oh, she's bored
her phone.
With it. She pulls out her phone. You know what? Get out of here. Get the heck out of this. Go.
No, I have
we
a theory
will miss her.
About this.
The question?
Yeah.
Or her going to her phone because she's not interested in us anymore.
I don't know why we have to fake interest in everybody all the time.
That's a good point.
Why? What? The politeness. Why is that always?
Answer the question, John.
What was the question?
Wait,
I missed
am I answering
it.
Her question or the
Which
sun
one
question?
Did you want to
What
talk
was
about?
The question? Sunny something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because in the winter, the air is very dry. Cold air can't hold as much water vapor. So the sun lower in the sky is beaming through that beautiful blue atmosphere when it is out. So it seems brighter. In the summer, there's more moisture in the air, more humidity, and the sun is often whitish, orangish, blared out by the humidity in the air.
That's what John was going to say.
No.
Oh.
Here's my theory, because I used to think this when I would commute for a day shift.
Okay.
When you work a day shift in the wintertime, you're driving to work and you're looking right into the sun because it's at a low angle and it just came up a little bit ago.
Yeah, so it's low in the sky all day.
So you're driving towards it and it's just shining right in your eyes. When you turn around and come home, 4:35,
towards 6. It's also at a low angle.
It's at a low angle. You're looking right into it. In the summer, it's at a high angle all day. And then when it's going down, it's in late in the evening. You're already home.
8:30.
You're already home. You're not driving.
Oh, very good.
Morning, it's coming up. 5:30.
That's a great theory.
I like John's theory better than yours.
Because if you do the commute from here in the evening, mm-hmm. in the normal time of the year, there's a certain time of the year, 81 is so slow because the sun is shining right in your eyes and certain curves.
Why didn't you say that? That makes sense.
I think he's got some...
Why don't you replay the recording? I said the first thing, it's a lower sun angle.
Yeah,
but you said it in different terms.
Okay, so I'll give you the stats then. The sun in the summer is 75 degrees above the horizon.
See, this is not what John said.
And in the winter, it's only 25.
So when it's in the summer, you're not looking up there at all.
It's above your car. When you're driving, it's shining on your mm-hmm. – on. If you don't have a sunroof, it's shining on the top of your car.
In the winter, you're looking right into it.
In the winter, it's low in the sky because the earth is tilted 23.5 degrees away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Mindy?
I think you guys got a good point.
I think we nailed it.
Good point.
How far are
that was
we
good into team
this?
Work,
John wants
Joe.
To go. He's got Winterfest on his mind. How far are we, Mindy?
It's 10:39.
What do you mean 10:39?
As far as what time it is?
Oh, no, the length of the podcast.
Oh, am I?
Probably 35 minutes.
Yeah, 36.
Okay, we can do one or two more, and then well, John has to Samantha. Start his puppet show.
All right,
so Samantha,
shows.
It's your turn. How about you blow out two more, because you're our special guest today.
Oh, okay.
And wait a minute, and we're never going to see you again for the rest of our lives.
That's true.
Ever.
You're
ever.
Well, Joe's going to when he stalks you at Mary.
That's true.
No,
I was
after today's podcast, I'm
going
to purposely ignore her. She's making me mad.
I want to see your puppy again, though, because it's really cute.
Yes.
Oh, that's an old question. It's cut up. Here we go. I like your nails today. What is that, like a teal?
Thank you. Well, see, you know, I am going to Marywood where it's supposed to be green, but I also thought the puppy would like blue better because, I don't know, puppies like bluey.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Did you do the nails for us?
No. I did the nails for the puppy. Mm. It says, thank you and keep up the great work. Why is it cut in half?
Read the rest of it.
Off
topic.
Remember the Boris Yelstein dance segment you used to do.
Yelstein.
Why not resurrect it in some form using Trump and his fantastic dance?
That's
so
not
the
a
Boris
bad
dance
idea.
Was awesome. Ex-president of Russia who got into some trouble. He was a revolutionary. He tried to liberate the country. And did he die before he left or he
no.
got pushed out first? Yes.
Pushed out and then,
pushed out and then out. Died, yeah.
Died years later.
Yeah. Dies year later. But he had a reputation as being a little loose, a little too liberal and drinking. But we used to show at one of his rallies a dance. It was funny. He did
it. It was
special.
Very funny.
Can I have a little sneak peek of what this dance looked like?
Well, we can't do it on podcast. But it was funny. It was a 60-something-year-old guy dancing. He was in Russia, so it looked like 70s from our perspective. And it was just good. Then people would do this every Friday and we'd show it. But it got old. Everything runs its course.
Yeah.
Now, why can't I do the Trump dance now? Which is actually pretty funny.
I think you have to use a politician who is not current.
Yeah, we can't use Trump because obviously he's very polarizing mm-hmm. and people would see that as too much.
Yeah, it would be too far past your PG in front of the camera.
No, not PG, but we have to be neutral here in the news station and we can't favor a politician
That's
over
true.
Another.
I agree.
But we could bring back the Boris dance. He's no longer alive.
Boris
we
dance
try
is fine.
That. We try, remember the Charleston? People aren't doing this anymore. Why is that?
I think the Boris dance they would do. They don't want to do the Charleston.
They don't want to do
Charleston's
the Charleston.
Charleston's different than a political dance.
We used to get 10, 20 videos a week.
We'd love to have a dance to show every Friday.
Every Friday. But it was organic when it happened. Now it seems like we're forcing it.
We can't force it.
It just ran its course and it's
okay.
over.
Okay. All right.
But we're going to end this podcast for those of you who are watching on YouTube by you doing the Boris dance as you walk out of here.
I don't know. You won't tell me what the Boris dance
I'm
is.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you a demonstration.
Oh, okay.
One more question and then we're done. Meanie.
Are you gonna do the? Are you gonna do?
I'm gonna
the
show her.
Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Show
her. Show me the dance.
Actually, it's the same thing as the Trump dance. Isn't it?
I don't even remember what it looks like exactly.
I don't either.
It's been so long.
Okay. I'm a millennial.
Whoa, oh my God, the perfect ending. You're not speaking for yourself, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. This is from a Mike.
Mike.
I'm a millennial. Bon Jovi was touring for Slippery When Wet when I was born on a cold day in 1987. Fast forward 38 years later, and I never thought I'd see the day when Gen Xers would be looking up to the millennials, but here we are. Now it's our turn to pass the torch of wisdom to the younger people, much like the pre-millennial generations passed the torch to us. Should I lose hope or find hope in the younger and future generations? LOL, dot, dot, dot.
I can't believe this question came in.
I know. Isn't that weird?
This happens in this podcast
all the time. It's so weird.
Is that person asking us Gen Xers to give them advice? I'm not sure what
question is.
So
just should he have hope in the newer generation?
I never thought when Gen Xers would be looking up to the millennials.
We don't look up to your – no.
Is it our turn to pass the torch of wisdom to the younger people – like pre-millennial generations passed the torch to us, should I lose hope or find hope?
I don't know. In younger and future generations, looking up to them.
No, doesn't happen. But
do you ever ask our generation for help?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think on.
So I think you have. I think you ask us for help, and you have to hope that we're going to help you back.
Should I lose hope or find hope in the younger generations or future generations? I don't think lose hope in anybody.
No, I think you guys are great, honestly. And it's just a different world. And like in every generation, they don't want change. As you get older, you don't want change.
But don't you want to go back to videotape? Don't you want to go back to pre-AI?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Don't you want to go back to these things where we don't have to like worry about the phones and the – wouldn't it be nice?
It would, but I wonder – if after a week in that world, you'd be like, get
we probably would want back to what we're doing.
I just want the GPS. That's the one thing I want to keep because that is so nice.
Do you know what I just want to say?
Uh-oh.
So something that my father says all the time, he goes,
is this going to be profound to end the podcast?
I don't know.
I just want to say
father loves to say this to me all the time. He goes, what would you do if you were born back then? Like if I'm on my phone or if I'm doing something. And I said, I wouldn't know any better.
That's the thing.
And I said, and my grandfather's like, I've been telling him that for years about his stupid air condition. So air condition to my father, phone to me.
I remember my mother was anti-microwave. That was the new thing in the 70s, and she didn't want anything to do with a microwave oven.
And my dad said, there's no need for us to get one of these VCRs.
No. Oh.
There's no need for us to have that. You guys can go to the movies to see the movies whatever's on TV.
It's just the human default. Yeah. We're all victims of our time. I watched a show yesterday on the Mayan civilization. How they would just line up to have themselves sacrificed. It was an honor to have their heart ripped out.
But now, no sacrificing.
But to this question, it makes the world better that all the generations are different.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? We all have our different perspectives.
You'd have a civil conversation on a podcast with a boomer, Gen Xers, and a Zillennial.
A Zillennial.
And you know what, Samantha? In 20, 30 years, I'm probably going to be dead, and you're not.
Let's see.
So the world is all yours.
20 to 30 years.
I'm only 59. The average lifespan is 78, 79. I'm dead before that?
No, I think you'd be longer. I think like you're here to harass us for a little longer.
Well,
my
point is, it's all yours, baby. Take over.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Nice having you.
Good luck with all of it.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate it.
We're going to miss you.
Good luck at the Marywood.
Thank you.
And your feelings weren't hurt, were they?
I don't have feelings.
Thank you.
She's a Zillennial.
We need more of that.
Thank you.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.